The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Imagine you're watching the local news.
Yeah.
And they say, up next, we'll talk to local high schoolers about today's fads. Okay, you stick around and you see it. Imagine what that's like.
I like turtles.
That's Hot Wings.
That's how I imagine that they would sound.
I don't know.
Got pop from my brother.
I don't know exactly what it would be, but I do know that it wouldn't be like this. Ugh. They go to a panel. This is from the 1950s in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The local news did exactly that. They had four students to talk about the current fads. The boys are wearing like sport coats and skinny ties, mm-hmm. and the girls are dressed to the nines as well.
Is that a boy?
They all look like they're 46 yeah. years old.
What?
And they all talk with that, what is it called? Like the
Mid-Atlantic.
That,
they all talk a little
they
bit kinda like
talk
this.
Like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not, what they see in all of the television shows of that era.
Yeah. Not 100% of the time. You can tell that it seems like that accent was kind of on its way out at that point.
They still have some Midwestern in them.
But yeah, especially the one guy. I believe his name is Alan.
Okay.
Have you noticed any fads in high school? Are there any particular things that everybody does?
Everybody. By the way, look at the interviewer.
He looks he looks like a turtle. He really does. I know I just played that drop, but his posture is awful. His clothes are gigantic.
There's so many yards of fabric that are unnecessary in that
suit. An entire
bolt
of pants.
He looks like an 8-year-old who's wearing his dad's suit.
It is very ill-fitting.
It is. And he's probably 28 years old.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. Did you see, not related at all, but you mentioned it, a TikTok the other day showing the age of the cast of Cheers when that show was on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were like, he's 32.
Everybody on there was young. Even Coach, who looked super old. He was the oldest one. He was 56.
Yeah.
George. Right, George?
Was that his name? George Wendt.
George Wendt. Who did he play? Norm. 32.
Yeah.
Cliff, 34.
Mm-hmm.
Sam was 38. He was old.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Anyway, back to these young old people.
Well, are there any particular things that everybody does, or everybody wants to do?
Yeah, particularly in dress.
The guy that's talking is like, well, there's one of the things everybody does at our school that I can't tell you about because of the guy two seats down.
Yeah.
Because he's black and we're all racist.
In dress, I think. I mean, for a while, white bucks were popular. Everybody could get them got white bucks and saddle shoes, and now I guess, kids just try to imitate college.
I hadn't heard, what's the accent called from the 50s, 40s, 30s, 40s,
the ones 50s? In a lot of TV shows and stuff is Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, this Mid-Atlantic with the Michigander, Midwest accent.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it. I've always heard it with, like, the, you know, Northeast accent and the Southern accents. It's a little whiny.
It is a little whiny. Where you would call it, where you spent most of your time growing up, it'd be called garbage Yankee talk.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination.
It is.
Yeah. Why? It's Mid-Atlantic, but through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
The way I found, anyway. I mean, if you're called a Joe College, you're dressed pretty well, I guess.
Yeah, if you call it Joe Collin. Boy, you're right. I'd never heard it as whiny before. Totally whiny.
Yeah, you're just,
that's how I sound.
The nose, I mean, I guess.
He's talking through the nose.
That's a job. That's what you used to be the impression of.
Challenge.
Let my own worst enemy.
Yeah, that was this.
Yeah. And fans like that do circulate around, yeah.
Well, they got the
four firecrackers here, didn't they?
Yeah.
Let's go to Alan, our most boring student.
Are Levi's ever popular, or are they out of style now?
Well, junior high school, I think, was mostly the days for Levi's, but then there are a few kids who come up to school, and they still wear their Levi's.
That guy looks like he's 48 years old.
I know.
Like you could have said local congressman Art Heron.
It's true.
As Alan was talking about this Joe College deal, I think being a university town, the boys and maybe the girls in Ann Arbor like to copy the university students' dress. I mean, which usually consists now of Levi's and a button-down collared shirt open at the top with a sweater and some bucks that you never clean or something like that.
Yeah, it's important that they're not clean, too.
He's describing how I often still dress. Jeans, yeah. A button-up, maybe a sweater,
kind of
and
wearing
some
right
slightly
now.
Dirty shoes.
Is that what bucks are?
They're shoes, okay. Yeah, they're shoes.
Could we ask you girls, have you ever had any criticism about the use of the telephone? I'm sure it wouldn't be true of the fellows, but have your parents ever complained?
Because the boys don't use the phone like you gals. It's attached to your ears, mm-hmm. You dirty trollops.
All you chickens do is cluck, cluck, cluck.
This text, why do they all sound like serial killers? Oh, everybody was a serial killer then.
Ever complained about that?
Not in the last few years.
But there was a day.
I would say 8th and 9th grade, definitely. Oh, there was never anything. There was never a night go by that you ran the telephone. Oh,
my parents took the phone away when they found out I was Lebanese.
2 hours.
What were you doing all that time?
Just talking. What are you going to wear to school tomorrow? Did you see that?
What are you going to wear? You're allowed that sweater with a different collar.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't too much variety there, but.
Did you do this assignment? And somebody just happened to forget a book and give me all the problems, and you have everything. And then it was just a bunch of nothing, really, just blowing hot air.
Well, back then, though, 8th and 9th graders were kids. But once you were 16, like, that was, you were a woman now.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the songs from back then. Yeah. It was like, you know, everyone, she's 16 and a babe.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. This text from Garrett in Cincinnati. I just tuned in. Are you guys playing your first broadcast with the current cast? That's not funny.
I mean, it's not far off. We were in color. But other than that,
the weird thing is, if they asked like my generation, I graduated college in 2005, what would have been popular? iPods, gravity bongs, and BlackBerry Messenger.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now I suppose, I mean, in our family, how if someone's on the phone, well, boys after football practice and got to eat, so they call to make a date, and the girl's dashing off to do dishes and going out someplace.
Boys have practice, and then the girls got to do dishes. I have to be careful what I say. My parents might know that I neck.
This is my mom. My mom
your parents
high school.
Right here.
What if you found out that was actually your mom? Oh, that'd be amazing.
Short and sweet calls now.
How about dancing? You have some special steps that everybody knows.
Bunny hop.
There are a lot of dances going around. I don't know. Everybody does them or not.
Just shut up, Alan. Let the girl talk.
Yeah, she knows the dances, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I'm getting tired of them. Like
but there are certain fads and dancing that come and go.
Sure, yeah. They just keep traveling.
But these are some smart kids. Again, imagine this today. We should do this. Get some high schoolers in here and say, what are the fads? Tell me about that. Are Levi's ask them these exact same questions. I'm sure it'd go great, right?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.